loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy holy and righteous name. We're so thankful, dear Father, for the gift of thy blessed and only begotten Son. We're thankful for thy love and watch care over us, and for thy continued guidance in this narrow way. We're thankful for this blessed opportunity that we have had to be with the dear ones this day and learn more of thee and the different discourses that have been given. We're thankful for all things that thou has showed us and given to us. We pray, dear Father, thy blessings upon this here service, this song service, and the one who will lead it. May thy be with us, guide and direct us, and help us and forgive anything that we may say or do that is unpleasing to thee. And leaving all things now to thy loving care and keeping, giving thee all the praise and thanks for all things in Jesus' precious name, where we pray. Amen.
Brethren, on our program, we come to that pleasant time of the evening where we have some meditation and some reflection on the sweet things of the Lord through hymn and music. And we're pleased to have in the congregation among us some that are talented this way and that can serve us now. And we're pleased to have especially Brother Tim Thomason, who has some experience in this way, and we appreciate his service very much in this respect. Brother Thomason will lead our vesper service for tonight.
Here is a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. And then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He never owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompanies greatness. He had no credentials but himself. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. His executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth while he was dying. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. And he prayed to his heavenly Father, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the centerpiece of the human race and the leader of the column of progress. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that ever were built, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as has that one solitary life. We're familiar with the words of the hymn, "I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power to save, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and grave. I will sing of my Redeemer and my call to glory too. He from death to life hath brought me, heavenly glory brought to view. Sing, O sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. So let's turn to hymn number 132, and we will all sing of our Redeemer. Some very talented brethren in our midst, and I've asked Sister Jackie if she would arrange a duet, and she has. So at this time, we will hear Sister Jackie LaMille and Brother Mark Davis, and they will sing for us the song entitled Heart After God's Own Heart. Heart After God's Own Heart. Now we will have April and March. Violin solo, Sister April Mangos. A very beautiful hymn called Fill My Cup, Lord. Of Jesus, Lead Me to Calvary, and Oh to Be Like Thee. Would the chorus come forward, please?
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you. That was very nice. In Luke 24, verses 28 and 29, we read these familiar words. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. We're told in Hebrews 4:15, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. When grief and trouble are upon his disciples, he takes it to heart and is drawn toward them in loving sympathy. Likewise, when great gloom and sorrow come over us, we may be sure that he is not far off. In the ongoing of his great plan, it cannot be but that clouds and pains will often come upon the most earnest and devout of God's children. But when those clouds and trials come, he also draws near and walks with us. Affliction never enters our circles, but he enters with it or follows close upon it. And when we are most hopelessly overwhelmed, then he is the nearest. We may not know him in the forms in which he comes, but we may be sure that he is at hand, that our sorrows are considered, and that what our necessities require, he will supply. But in addition to their mental troubles, these pilgrims on the way to Emmaus were earnestly engaged with each other, trying to solve and master them. They were talking together about things which had happened and were communing and reasoning with each other over them. Earnestness of spirit is never unnoticed by our heavenly guide. Mutual consultation and honest effort to solve the problems which hinder and obscure our comfort and our faith are never without divine aid. People who do not have concern enough to talk about their spiritual interests are not likely to have the Master come very near them. But where there is solemn concern about him, an earnest exchange of thoughts and views to come to a right conclusion respecting him, and warm communing one with another as to what is to be thought and done, thither Jesus is attracted. And there we may be sure that he is near. If we come together with hearts anxious to know the truth and solemnly purposed to learn of each other all we can and moved in spirit to ascertain the true and saving faith, we shall never fail to find Jesus in the company, although we may not know him at the time. In some form or other, he will be near and visible and ready to help us to the solution of our doubts. We're going to close by having the choir sing Abide With Me, and then we will ask Brother Mark Howler to read Songs in the Night, and then Brother Steve Mangus will close in prayer. So the chorus will come forward at this time.
Oh,
every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Matthew 7:17. The Lord's true people are of such a kind that the fruit of their life is nourishing and refreshing toward all who have fellowship with them. On the other hand, there are persons who, thistle-like, are always scattering seeds that will cause trouble, false doctrines, evil surmisings, and errors. There are some who are like thorns, bushes, instead of bearing refreshing fruit, are continually reaching out to impede, to irritate, to annoy, to vex, to poison and injure those with whom they come in contact. The Lord's people ought to have a little difficulty in distinguishing between the false teachers who would mislead them and their under-shepherds who gladly lay down their lives in the service of the flock. The one class are continually mischief-makers, underminers, destroyers. The other class are helpers, builders, and strengtheners.
Dear Heavenly Father, how beautiful is thy name in all thy heavens. We come to thee at this time truly thankful for this convention and the blessings that we receive from gathering together. We ask that you remain with us this night and through the remainder of this convention, and help us to be mindful of the season, the memorial season, and of all the things that means to us. And please be with thy children the world over. Forgive us where we fall short. Please help us to be more and more pleasing to thee as we endeavor to be disciples and more than overcomers. We ask all favors and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.